yapping about my high school years.
Welcome to the Queens Tech Podcast, where we will discuss hot topics. If you're looking forward to hearing our opinions, don't forget to subscribe and visit the Queens Tech website. And of course, stay tuned. This is season 4, episode 13. How do you feel going into senior year as a junior?
As a junior, terrified and also shocked because I didn't think it was going to go like this.
Yeah, I think that what people say that these years will go by so fast is so true. Mm-hmm. And it's so unexpected too. Like, I still feel like I'm a freshman, no, which is crazy.
It's like, I don't even know how to put it in words because I think what they say about it going by really fast is really true, because I still think I'm a freshman.
Yeah, I feel like high school, honestly, like, regardless of like all the homework and all the stress and all the emotional damage, mm-hmm. I feel like these years are like something that you're gonna remember forever. And it's so sad to think, because I don't care what anyone says, like, I love high school. Like, for me, like, you know how people say like it doesn't feel like how it is in the movies?
No,
for me,
I feel
like
does.
It definitely does. And feel, I feel like that,
it may not feel like that for some people because it's really hard for them live it to like socialize
that. Yeah, and I feel like all of that depends on the type of person that you are. Like, for us, like, we're kind of like social, you know. So I feel like it makes it easier, and like, we get to experience that.
Honestly, I didn't think this is how high school was gonna go. Like, when I started maturing and like actually like, okay, when I graduated 8th grade, I was like, no, like, high school is gonna be like so boring, like,
yeah,
this,
oh,
and
my
that.
God, I literally thought the same thing. Yeah. I was so scared.
I wasn't scared. I was just like more not sad, but like disappointed, because I wasn't gonna expect much. Like, I was setting the bar very low for when I went into high school, because obviously it's new school, new people, like, I didn't know anybody. So I was like, no, like, it's gonna be so boring, like, I'm not gonna have anybody to talk to and this and that. But obviously, like, I met you, and then it was like soccer, which also played a big role.
Yeah,
into,
and
like,
I feel like sports is definitely like,
or any type
something
of club
that you have to do, especially like as a freshman. I feel like if you're not that social, like, doing a sport will get you like way
also,
more
I
out
feel
there.
Like, yeah, because doing any type of club or being associated with people that share the same interests as you is really important, because you get to form connections like you and I did, which is really important, because that's where like most of your friendships can form.
Yeah, I definitely agree, especially like, that's something I recommend to my cousin now, like, as an incoming freshman. Like, I tell her, like, try and join like any type of sports team, any club, because even if you don't have friends, like, you're kind of in a position that's forced to make connections and make friends. And like, that helps you now, you know, like, even if they're older, like, you won't feel like that alone, you know.
Because when you are part of those groups, I feel like it gives you more of an opportunity to at least talk to somebody. Because I feel like when you're in a big school all by yourself and you don't know nobody, you're less likely to go and talk to somebody. But when you're in a smaller group with fewer people and people that, you know, share the same interests as you, I feel like it's way easier too.
Yeah, and like, I remember like the first soccer practice, like, I was so scared. Like, I was so scared because I didn't know anyone. And then when I saw that they were all like juniors and seniors, I was so intimidated.
Yeah.
Because like, obviously as a freshman, like, coming into like what you said, like a big school with different people, like, it's scary, you know? And like, I feel like now, like, once you reach sophomore year, junior year, you can see the difference. Like, now, like, the first day of school, it's like just another day back, you know? It doesn't feel like anything. And then, like, compared to freshman year, like, so scared, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like that moment where it's like you're walking through those doors the first time, I feel like it's just, it's a feeling that you'll never forget. Like, I still remember how I felt. Like,
I was so nervous. Yeah. Like, I was so nervous. And I didn't think that my life would turn out like the way it has, you know? But then again, it also depends on like how you are as a person.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're like ready to socialize and like get to know new parts of you and like experience different friendships, I think that being open-minded is gonna get you there, you know? But if you're like closed-minded, you're not really like gonna get far. And I think that's why many people say like, oh, like, it's nothing like the movies, like, at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's portrayed differently because they don't really try, you know? Like,
yeah.
Even things such as, like, school dances, which many people find, like kind of boring and, mm-hmm. like, not fun. I think you should at least go to one, you know?
Yeah, and I
just
feel
just
like,
have those, like, high school memories.
Yeah, and I feel like it also depends on your friends, like, the right friend group. Like, if you... Obviously, if you go to a spring dance or whatever dance by yourself, it's
not going to be
fun. It's not
going to
be fun. Yeah. Like, you're just alone with people that you don't know.
And I feel like high school is way different. Like, middle school and elementary school, like, you could go, like, to... like random people and just talk to them and you're gonna become friends, you know. Mm. But like high school is not the same thing.
It's
like,
really not.
People are kind of not
shady,
that what's it called, friendly sometimes,
not that approachable,
you know? Yeah, but then like obviously there's those people, like if like you do meet the right people, they're gonna be friendly, mm-hmm. and open, you know. Like I feel like if people were to come up to us and just want to talk, like we wouldn't like shut them out.
Yeah,
you
no
know?
It would, like I feel like I'm very easy person to talk to, like I yeah. feel like I'm not. Oh, there are times where I'm awkward, but that's just because I guess, like, I try to be funny.
Yeah, yeah. I think if like it's two people that like haven't met each other and like both of them are awkward, it's just gonna be awkward.
It's gonna be awkward,
you know,
like no matter what. Yeah, but if there's one person that's like not as outgoing as the other, and the other one is more likely to keep the conversation going and just likes to talk, basically. It's not going to be that hard for that person and the other person to form a connection with one another.
Yeah, I agree. But it's kind of sad to see now, like, looking back how we were freshman year and how we are now. And, like, high school, I feel like, is such an important part of your life. Like, it
that's how you grow as a person.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of shapes you,
mm-hmm.
and who you're going to be, mm-hmm. you know? Not even just, like... academically,
mm-hmm.
but like socially too, you know.
Yeah.
Like this is a time where you can like fully try and get out of your comfort zone. I feel like, but also like some people take it to the extreme,
mm-hmm.
of like getting out of your comfort zone, and I feel like there's certain limits, you
yeah
know?
And I feel like some people try too hard to fit in and do things that they're not supposed to, just to seem like they're cool or mm-hmm. they fit into like what a lot of people are doing, because bro, the things I'd be seeing right now that the freshmen be doing are, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I feel like that's such an important part too, like to make sure you're like your own person, like don't try and fit in with anyone.
Yeah, don't try to be,
because
somebody
at the
else.
End of the day, when you graduate, those people aren't gonna go with you, you know.
Yeah, the people that you try to impress or the people that you try and fit in and like you want them to think you're cool and this and that, they're not, like you're just damaging and ruining your
it's
future.
Not worth it.
Yeah, because those people are not gonna,
they're not gonna have the best interests for you.
Yeah, and the people who are influencing like others, especially like the people who just came into like high school, like the freshmen, like if you have friends that are influencing you to do things that you normally wouldn't do and you know it's not the right thing to do, just...
then just go with your heart and go with your gut. Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
you're going to regret it.
And then you have friends who are telling you that, oh, no, it's not a good idea to do that. Like, you know, do better and this and that.
Those are the friends that you should
keep. Those are the friends that you should keep and obviously should listen to, because they know what's best and they want what's best for you. But... I don't know, like, what it is about, like, this group of freshmen.
I feel like...
I don't know.
I can say it for me. Like, as a freshman... Like, I'm speaking in my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
But as a freshman, I feel like you're so used to having so many restrictions and limitations on
mm-hmm.
things that once you get into high school, you just want to explore so many things and, like, get to, you know, take advantage of everything you're given, all the freedom you're given,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I feel like that's
like,
what...
Shadi took it to the extreme level, though.
Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's when, like...
I feel like that's when...
It goes a negative way.
Yeah, it goes down, like, down a bad path.
Yeah.
Cause
like, it's good to, like, experience, like, who hasn't skipped mm-hmm. once, you know?
Yeah. I'm so glad that I have not gotten, like, in really big trouble. Yeah, and also I feel like you have to be in a good, like, mental state to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Or most of the time, you're not in a good mental state and you decide to... You know, do things that you normally wouldn't do or try things that you normally wouldn't do. just know that it will have consequences.
Yeah.
Like your actions
it will have consequences.
And just be ready for them.
But speaking of like juniors and seniors, I feel like especially as a junior and senior, it's your time to really like soak up all of the high school activities that you have the opportunity to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you're out, like there's no coming back. Like this is like years that you're never gonna get back from your life, you know? Yeah. And I feel like for me it's something so sad. Like I know a lot of people like wanna get out, but like obviously like school is tiring in itself. Mm-hmm. But like just the memories and like the good parts I feel like outweigh the bad, you know? Like the good friendships that you make, even with teachers, like the good teachers that you meet, like all of that I feel like is so like important.
Yeah, even till now, like obviously Mr. Samuelson.
Oh yeah, like Mr. Samuelson, you're the GOAT.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. Like it is true, like,
and that was freshman year, and like even now we can still remember, and I know that that's gonna be like a type of teacher that we're gonna remember like
for the rest
forever.
Yeah, for the rest of our life.
Like if our kids are like, oh my god, like did you ever have a teacher that you really liked, I know I'm gonna think of you and Mr. Samuelson. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that, yeah. I don't know what else to say. Like you said about friendships and everything, like obviously in the beginning, like, okay, let's not chat or whatever, but obviously we had a lot of friends and stuff. Like, we knew a lot of people.
Not meaning to be rude. We're just saying, like, we took freshman year and, like, the resources and people we met to, like, a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
But that also came because of sports and stuff, you know? And I feel like people didn't realize that, like, we had friends because of sports, you know?
Yeah, because... Yeah.
And it's true. Everyone that we met freshman year was because of that.
Yeah. There was nobody that I've met
in like the normal way.
Like in class. Yeah. I feel like I don't remember having friends
freshman year
because of
class. No, I didn't have friends freshman year from class.
Like I
think it was like the friends we had, I feel like were mostly sports.
Yeah. And I feel like just freshman year and overall, like the beginning was prime.
Yeah, I feel like it was such a like a beautiful like, I don't know how to say this.
It's like a connection
in English, but it was such like a beautiful like época of our life, you know?
A beautiful era
of our life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously even now with like the friends we've made and stuff, mm-hmm. like
that it's was amazing, so unexpected, you know?
And like I feel like the unexpected things are always the biggest blessings.
Yeah, the biggest blessing. Like honestly, like I always thought like after, you know, the certain circumstances that happened, like, mm-hmm. you know, I got into a relationship or whatever, like I didn't talk to that many people. I just didn't feel like talking to anybody, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't, you know, and I thought like it was just going to be me and you.
Mm-hmm.
But then obviously like we met new people, and it's just the unexpected friendships are the ones that are really the truly the best.
Yeah. And honest. I feel like it's also like junior year that brings the closest friends, because mm-hmm. I feel like at that point it's where your mind is most mature.
Yeah.
And like freshman year, you're still like immature. You're mm-hmm. still like doing things out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But then sophomore year, I feel like maybe can be the same thing. But then junior year, I feel like is when you start to meet people you actually like can relate to, and you actually like connect to. Like the friends that we have, like thankfully they're not like negative influences. Like we're all like pushing each other to be the best.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a really big part of choosing your friends wisely. Like when my mom says like choose your friends wisely, I feel like that's what she means. Like look for people who are look for people who are like want what's best for you.
Look for people who want the same outcome in life. Because people who don't want to succeed and just want to have fun or whatever, mm-hmm. they're not going to help you get anywhere good in life.
Yeah, and I feel like whenever we talk about, like, our goals and our future, like, we all have the same goals. Mindset.
Yeah.
Which is really, it's really comforting to know, because, not comforting, but it's nice to know that we all aspire to be someone in life.
Yeah.
You know? Because we're not, like, all of us are not like, oh, like, we don't know, like, we're just waiting and see where life takes us, which is like, not a bad thing, obviously.
It's not a bad thing to not know and like to be unsure, but
I feel like some people take it too far. Like they
wait to like the last minute when you can't do anything.
Yeah. And obviously that's not okay. Like all of us are scholars. Like we do really good in school and everything. And I feel
like we have fun too. I think it just is a matter of like the balance.
The balance, yeah.
With having fun and with, you know,
keeping up with your
keeping
academics.
Up with school and everything. Because like obviously like me and you have gone to parties. Mm-hmm. No high school parties because like
there's no high school parties.
Actually. Yeah, there isn't really any high school parties.
Yeah.
I think that's more in like different states. Cause like I don't think, or maybe like Long Island or something.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like sweet 16s,
yeah,
15s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like we go out, like we have fun together. Mm-hmm. And like with our friends, but then like when it's time to like do work and be in school, like I feel like we keep a pretty balance.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, obviously I would rather go out and party like, rather than do it, stay at home and do homework.
But I think when thinking about a future, like a good future, like you have to make sacrifices sometimes, you know.
And I feel like that's a really big thing when we go into college, like. The amount of studying you have to do, and they're like, you have to sacrifice, like, oh, I can't go out with my family this weekend, or I can't go out with my boyfriend this weekend, I have to stay in and study for like this really big exam, is kind of sad because like I don't want to waste like my years.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like that's the thought that like scares me, because sometimes like I'm like, okay, I want to, you know, have a good career to the point where I make enough money to support myself, mm-hmm. and I don't need like anyone to help me.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, I don't want to waste all my like years in my 20s
mm-hmm.
and like college of just studying, you know, because at the end of the day, like you're going to look back at college and you're going to be like, oh, like I should have done this, or I should have mm-hmm. gone out or socialized. But then like to get money and to get like a good job and a good career,
especially,
that's the only way you can do it, you
especially
know,
here in the U.S. where it's like kind of difficult to even do that on your own sometimes, because even after you, let's say, finish your college education, like you're getting paid like the minimum wage. Even with a degree.
And now everything's like so expensive.
Yeah.
And like it's like just even really
groceries,
hard.
Like groceries, like it's.
Yeah. Like the basic needs are already hard enough. So.
Yeah. Like it's so, like I get it. Prices are raising, but then it makes it hard for an individual who's in college, has already college debt, needs to pay off college, and needs to worry about, like, you know, you're already in your 20s, like mid-20s, you need to move out, you need to start learning how to be independent, and there's like all these expenses that play into you know, your life, that you need to have a degree or of some sort to, you know, fulfill the needs that you need to have in order to live, literally.
Live, like, a good, stable life.
Good, stable life, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that just all relates back to keeping a balanced life. To know how to have fun. Because I think it's pretty important to, you know, have fun still. Like,
yeah, I agree. Because
in a healthy way, I feel like. Have fun in a healthy way.
Yeah, because if you're going out every weekend and drinking and, like, just filling your body with bad substances, like that's not a good way to
have fun.
Yeah
I definitely agree. And like keeping a balance of that, and then like, you know, keeping a balance in school and like academically, or if you do sports, you know. And like I feel like honestly, like the sky's the limit. Like if you're born here, I feel like you have so much freedom
mm-hmm.
to do
whatever
anything
you want
in life. And if someone tells you, like, if you want to be an athlete, a professional athlete, and someone tells you, oh, you can't do this, like, you need to work so much harder, like, I feel
it's
like don't let that stop you. Like, you can literally do it if you put your mind to it.
It's not impossible unless you try.
Yeah.
Literally.
But obviously, like, you have to work really hard.
Yeah,
to get
like,
there.
A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but some people think that, oh, like, I want to be professional this, I want to be professional that. But they think it's just going to be
impossible.
They're just going to be handed to them, but that's not really how it works. Like, obviously, some people are lucky and it is handed to them and they have a lot of luck, and then, you know, they turn into this awesome athlete or awesome whatever. But in the real world, and for sometimes it takes a lot much work than you actually might think.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. But to close off this podcast, I think that you should just enjoy the time you have, mm-hmm. not only in high school, but literally doing anything, like, just enjoy it to the max, because you never know what's gonna happen, mm-hmm. and in the
Live
future,
in the moment.
You're gonna, like, regret not doing certain things. And also, I think, don't live with regrets at all.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's one of my biggest things. Like, yeah, when I say YOLO, I literally mean YOLO. Like, you literally only live once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, I agree. Don't live with regrets. Live in the moment. Make smart decisions.
Yeah, live in the moment, but make smart decisions.
Yeah, and just enjoy as much as you can, because you only live once. To the end of this episode, I hope you enjoyed listening to our experiences as high school students.
If you enjoy our podcast, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or visit us on Instagram at Queens Tech Podcast. And be sure to come back next week for a new hot topic. Until then, this is Natalie
and Yahaira.
Always remember,
let your roar be heard. This podcast was created by Yahaira
and Natalie. It was produced and recorded by Natalie
and Yahaira.
And edited by Marcos. Queens Tech Podcast is a product of Queens Technical High School.